We left off on the bottom of Dafyud Beis and Beis at the two dots, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad. So the Gemara is going to discuss four basic ideas today. It's a bit of a break from Erevin, a little bit more Agadata. First, the Gemara is going to go through different ways that Tanoim have to understand the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about what is needed to fix a Mavoi and make it mutter to carry in the Mavoi. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva and describe some of the very great attributes of Rabbi Meir. Then we then have a discussion about whether an ingredient called kankantum can be added to ink used for writing pesukim. And in that context, we discussed two important machlokos about the requirements of Parsha Sota, the psukim that we would erase for the Megillah Sota, and then the daf is going to conclude with a discussion about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and why we paskin like Beis Hillel over the Beis Shammai, including a famous machlokos about Noach Lo Shenivra or Shalom Nivra. Is it better for a person to have been born, not to have been born? So let's begin. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad. So in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai held that a mavi requires a lechi and a korah. Beis Hillel only requires lechi or a korah. So the Mishnah continued that there was a Talmud Echad, a certain student, who later we're going to soon identify as Rabbi Meir, who told Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Shmuel holds both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that if the mavi is less than 4 amos wide, it only needs a lechi or a korah. Meaning even Beis Shammai would be moda that if it's less than 4 amos wide, it only needs a lechi. If the Pesach is less than 4 amos wide, it only needs a lechi or a korah. Rabbi Akiva did not accept this and held that Beis Shammai machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel applies even when the mavoi is less than 4 amos wide. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Amar al Zev al Zanechliku. Rabbi Kiva says, no, they argue even if it's less than 4 amos wide. So Rabbi Kiva Hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Kiva is just saying against the Talmud Echad, which is like the Tanakama. The Tanakama never made any qualifications about how wide the Pesach of the mavoi is for them to be arguing about. So presumably Tanakama also held that when it's less than 4 amos wide, the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel applies. Says the Gemara, Ikabinayu, Terav Achli, Vitem Rabbi Chiel, Velo Masaimi. That if you recall, the Gemara, the one of them would hold that a mavoi narrower than 4 tefachim wouldn't need any fixing. The other one would hold that even a mavoi narrower than 4 tefachim would still require either a lechi or a korah. We don't know who holds what, but that must be what the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva are arguing about. That was the din of Rav Achli Vitim Rabbi Chiel, that when it's less than 4 tefachim, that it doesn't require anything. So it's a machlokas. Do we hold that way or not? Tanya, Amr Rabbi Akiva, Lo Amr Rabbi Shmuel Davrzeh, Ela also Talmud Amr Davrzeh, Valacha Kosa Talmud. So wait a second, they have a price that tells us that Rabbi Akiva said to this, said that Rabbi Shmuel never said this, it was rather Oso Talmud who said this, and the Halacha is like Oso Talmud. Meaning, the Oso Talmud said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael that a doorway of less than 4 tefachim needs nothing. I'm sorry, a doorway of less than 4 amos, Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel, only needs a lechi or a korah. So Rabbi Akiva says, I don't believe that Rabbi Yishmael ever said it. I think Oso Talmud said it, and the halacha is like Oso Talmud. So wait a second. Haguf Akasha. Amrit lo Amr Rabbi Shmuel Davrzeh, Alma Les Hilchsa Kavasei. Rabbi Kiva starts off by saying, Rabbi Shmuel never said it, which makes it sound like, and therefore we're not going to paskin that way. There's no way that we're going to paskin that way if Rabbi Shmuel never said it. Vahadar Amrit, and then you say, Halacha Kosa Talmud, that we paskin like Kosa Talmud. So so which is it? Do you say that Halacha Kosa Talmud, or do you say that it's totally wrong? So Amr Rabbi Dar Shmuel, lo Amr Rabbi Kiva, Ela lechadid ba talmidim. Rabbi Kiva only said this to sharpen his talmidim. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Lom Rabbi Akiva lahai halacha koso talmid. The second statement that the halacha is like also talmid. That he only said ela lechadid as a talmidim to sharpen the talmidim sheyasimu libam l'torah, that they should focus on their learning v'yomru pilpul milibam, so that they should not be afraid to say chidushim and to try to have a chelik in Torah. Lefichach shivchu b'fneim. Therefore, he praised whatever they said. So he didn't really paskin like them. What he really paskins like is Lo Amar Rabbi Shmuel Davrzeh, that Rabbi Shmuel never said it. But he had a Talmud that suggested something, so he wanted to talk up the Talmud to encourage him in learning, so he says Halacha Kosa Talmud. But he doesn't really mean that Halacha is Kosa Talmud. Now, generally speaking, when we say Lechadid Ba'as HaTalmidim, generally speaking, it doesn't necessarily mean that. Meaning, normally the chad vasa talmidim is to see if they're paying attention. That he would say something outlandish and see if they respond, see if they say something, see if they're sharp enough to give an answer. Over here, it wasn't about getting an answer out of the Talmud. It was about encouraging his Talmud Torah. That's what Tosfos points out. Ein lefarish kamo b'shar duchti leida im yedu lahashiv al dvarav. That over here we can't explain the chad vasa is to see if the Talmud will know how to respond. Because once he said that that Rabbi Shmuel never said this, everyone knew that Rabbi Akiva wasn't serious, that the halacha was like also Talmud, that he was only saying this to give praise to that Talmud, but it wasn't anything more than that. The previous Tosfos, when we had said that Ika b'nai Rav Achli, but v'lo m'saimi, that the machlok between Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva was whether a doorway of less than 4 tefachim requires anything, v'lo m'saimi, and we don't know who holds which way, Tosfos says, well, why don't we know who holds which way? Normally we have a rule that the Tana basru l'tfuya ka'asi. The later Tana always comes to add more. So shouldn't that give us some direction in terms of figuring out which one holds like Rav Achli and which one doesn't? So he said, no, you can't say that over here. Kivin de ika Tana da afsake, because over here there's another Tana in between that's mafsik, meaning you have the Talmud Echad in between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Akiva, and therefore there's all those rules, the rules of determining the normal outline of a Mishnah, the normal structure of a Mishnah will not apply because the structure is broken. Vaitu the Gemara, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Nirin Itmar. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that when we say that Rabbi Akiva said Halacha Kosa Talmud, he didn't really say Halacha Kosa Talmud, just Nirin Itmar. That the Talmud said something that's logical, but not that it's accepted the Halacha. We do not accept what the Talmud said. What the Talmud actually said lehalacha. Says the Gemara Vayter, Am Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Kol Makom Shatamotzi Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Any time you find that a Talmud Echad says something in the name of Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Akiva, we know who that Talmud Echad is. Eino Ela Rabbi Meir, Sheshimish is Rabbi Shmuel, Ves Rabbi Akiva. That Talmud must be Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir was Meshamish both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Detanya, Amr Rabbi Meir, Sheisi, it's Rabbi Shmuel, Isi, Matal Kan Kantam Lutochadio, Vilomeli Davar. We have a Bryce that demonstrates how Rabbi Meir learned by both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Meir says, when I used to learn by Rabbi Shmuel, I used to put an ingredient called Kan Kantum into ink when I would write Stam, when I would write Sefer Torah, Tvil Mezuzos, I would put Kan Kantum into the ink. And he never had a problem. Lomerli davar, he never said anything to me to criticize. Kishabasi etzel Rabbi Akiva asra alai. But then I went to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva told me that it's asr, that I'm not allowed to put kan kantum into the dio. So frek the Gemara, eini, is that really so? I mean, forgetting that Rabbi Shmuel, that we've already proven the point that Rabbi Meir learned by both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. But this statement that he just said, that Rabbi Shmuel had no problem with the kan kantum and Rabbi Akiva did, is that really so? Vam Rabbi Yudam Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Meir. Didn't Rabbi Yudam Shmuel say in the name of Rabbi Meir a different version of that story? Kishayisi lomei reitzel Rabbi Akiva, that when I used to learn by Rabbi Akiva, Hayisi Matil Kan Kantum Lutoch Hadio, I used to put the Kan Kantum into the ink. Velo Amr Li Davar, and Rabbi Akiva never had a problem with it. Ukshabas Yitzel Rabbi Shmuel, and when I then later went to learn by Rabbi Shmuel, Amr Li Bini, Ma Malachtecha, my Rabbi Shmuel said, when I introduced myself to him, he said, what do you do for a living? Amarti Lo Lavlarani, and I said, I'm a scribe. Amr Li Bini, Havizar Bimlachtecha. So he said, you're a sofer? Oh, you should be very careful about your malacha. Shemalachtecha malacha shemayim hi. Because your malacha is the work of heaven. Shema atam achasar osachas omniyasar osachas nimtzis machrevis kololim kulo. If you skip one letter or add just one letter, you could destroy the entire world. So be very, very careful. A sofer, it's one great, very important quality for a sofer to have, is that he needs to be extremely careful. He needs to be meticulous. I once had a situation where a few people had their tefillin checked, and they were found to be puzzled, and they all had him previously checked just a few years earlier by a certain sofer. So I looked into the guy. Who is this guy? He keeps telling people that it's tefillin or kosher, and it turns out that tefillin or puzzle, they were missing letters. It was something. So I found out that he was an erlich guy, a good guy. He just lacked focus, and he was unable to So that's terrible. That's the machrav is kolol and kolol. A sofer can't lack focus. He needs to be very careful. Amarti lo davar echad yeshli. So as the conversation was going on, Rabbi Meir tells Rabbi Yishmael, you know, I have this special ingredient. He was talking shop with him. He was talking safros. V'kankantum shmo. It's called kankantum. Shani mati l'toch adyo. I put it into the ink. Amar li. So he said v'chimatilim kankantum l'toch adyo. Can you put kankantum into the ink? V'alo amra Torah v'kasa v'macha k'sav sheyachol limchos. Torah says v'kasa v'macha in the context of Parsha Sota that you write the Parsha and then it gets erased in the Mayim Amarim. But don't you see that you need from there the type of k'sav that can potentially be erased? So my Karmelay and my Kamadalay, what happened in this conversation? What exactly was his problem? What was the response to the problem? So Hachi Karmelay, this is what he was telling him. Lo mi bayi b'chaseros b'yaseros t'lo t'ina, t'bakiyana, el afilu mechash z'vuv nami. Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel just told him, you got to be careful, malachtcha malach shamayim, don't write one extra letter. So then he starts telling him about the type of ink that he uses. What does it have to do with one extra letter? So he said, no, this is the flow of the conversation. He was saying, don't even worry about chaseros v'yaseros, that I'm a big bucky, I would never mess up. I get it exactly right. All the chaseros v'yaseros, I get every letter in the Torah exactly right. But not only that, even for things that are like beyond a person's control, where you could write the letter Dalit and a fly will come and land on the tag, land on the little part that sticks out in the back of the Dalit, and therefore wipe away that ink, and it will turn into a resh. Even that I'm very careful about, because davar echad yeshli v'kankantum shemo, I have a special ingredient called kankantum, shani mati l'toch adyo, that I put into the ink. So that, and that stops that ink from being erased. A fly could land on it a million times, it's still not going to erase that little back of the dalet. So that's what I do to make sure that I avoid any problems. But at the end of the day, we had two versions of what Rabbi Meir said about his experiences with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. There are two stiras between these two different versions. Kasha Shimush Hashimush. First stira is, who did he learn by first? In the first version, he learned by Rabbi Yishmael first, then went to Rabbi Akiva. In the second version, he learned by Rabbi Akiva first, then went to Rabbi Yishmael. So which was it? And Kasha Asra Asra. In the first version, it was Rabbi Yishmael who was fine with the kankantum, and Rabbi Akiva who had a problem with it. In the second version, Rabbi Akiva was fine with it, and Rabbi Shmuel had a problem with it. So it's a double stira. So it says in Rabbi Shlom Hashimush Hashimush Lo Kasha, Meikar Asa L'Kamed Rabbi Akiva, Umidlom Asi L'Mekam Ali Bey, Asa L'Kamed Rabbi Shmuel V'Gamar Gemara, V'Adar Asa L'Kamed Rabbi Akiva V'Savar Svara. And for that, it's not a stira in terms of who he learned by first, because he first learned by Rabbi Akiva, saw that he couldn't keep up, that he had trouble understanding Rabbi Akiva, so he went to Rabbi Shmuel, and he got a Bekiyas by Rabbi Shmuel. He learned he gamra gamre, which means that he learned a lot. He got everything in order, and then he went to Rabbi Kiva and was able to learn all the svaras. So he got all the mishnayos and the brisas and everything that he needed from Rabbi Shmuel and the depth and the analysis. He went back to Rabbi Akiva again to learn when he was ready. Ela asra asra kasha. But the stira is, who had the problem with kankantum, who didn't have the problem with kankantum. So that's taka difficult. The Gemara says, yeah, kasha, that's in fact difficult. Who had a problem with kankantum, who didn't have a problem with kankantum. Rav Loza Moshe Horovitz in the back of the Gemara over here says that, why don't we say tiyufta? Why is it only kasha? Tiyufta would mean that we have a real problem. Why is this only kasha? So he says, maybe you could be metarets that if Rabbi Akiva asked kankantum or not, is telling the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov whether kankantum is asr in every Parsha Sota or only the Parsha Sota Shabbat Migdash. The Braisa that says that Rabbi Akiva asserted, that's only in the Parsha Sota like Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda and when Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that Rabbi Shmuel is one that asserted it, that's Bishar Makamos Petorah, that's even outside of the Parsha Sota, and that only Rabbi Shmuel asserted, because the pasuk of the kasav macha that you need a ksav shiach limchos, that's a din bekol makom in any place that it says ksiva that you require ksiva, it would need to be yachal limchos. So in that way, maybe you could be miyashev why it's not exactly a stira, depending on which psukim you're talking about that they're writing. Is it Parsha Sota, other parts of the Torah? Now, we also mentioned, if you're mechaser osachas or miyaser osachas, it's machriv es kolo olam kulo. So Rashi says you could destroy the whole world very simply, because the person writes, Hashem Elokim MS, and he leaves out the Aleph. So that's kfira, it's apikorsis. A person writes Hashem Elokim emes without the aleph in the word emes. Or a person is mosif al-sachas, it can be makrav of the whole world. Instead of vayidaber Hashem, adds a vav at the end of vayidaber, as in vayidabru, in plural. So also kfira. So that's makrav is kol olam kulo. Tosus gives other examples of how a single letter can change everything. Marsha says, forget about a single letter that will be mamish kfira, that will change everything on that level. It's machriv kol olam kulo for a different reason. The Ramban writes in his Saktama to his Perush on the Torah, we've mentioned it many, many times, the Ramban writes that yesh lanu kabbalah shel emes, that kol haTorah kulo shmosuf shel kodesh baruch hu, that the entire Torah is all Hashem Hashem, and therefore if you're missing a single letter, chaser osachas, yeser osachas, it is a corruption of the Shem Hashem. And as a corruption of the Shem Hashem, that's what's machriv is kol olam kulo. So that's the question. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that we're not bekiyin b'chaseros v'yaseros anymore nowadays. We're no longer able to make sure that every letter in the Torah is just so. We assume that we are bekiyin on things like vayidaber versus vayidabru, on things that would change the meaning of the word. But chaseros v'yaseros, that just in terms of spelling, do you spell it malay, do you spell it chaser, we're not bekiyin. So according to the Ramban, every Sefer Torah we have should be puzzel, because according to the Ramban, it's all shmosuf shel kodesh baruch hu. Every single letter is absolutely critical, whether it changes the meaning of a word or not. So every Sefer Torah we should have is puzzel. That's how the Shagasari explains. Shagasari says, why is it that so many people don't do mitzvah number 613 in the Torah? You would think, okay, people are mevatel one mitzvah, another mitzvah, but everyone's mevatel 600, the last mitzvah in the Torah. Very few people actually write a Sefer Torah. Kislan is Shira, that we have to write a Sefer Torah. How many people do that mitzvah? So Shagasari says, because we're no longer capable of doing that mitzvah, since we're not Bekiyin, b'chaseros v'yaseros, we're not going to get the mitzvah right anyway. You're only mekayim the mitzvah when you write a Sefer Torah. That's exactly perfect with the chaseros v'yaseros. Minchas Chinuch can't believe that. Minchas Chinuch refuses to accept that we're not able to write a Sefer Torah that's kosher. He says, no, it must be that if it doesn't change the meaning of a word, the Sefer Torah is still going to be kosher. The Ritva writes that you see from our Gemara that a Sefer Torah that's chaser or yeser is absolutely possible. So the Merome Sada, the Netziv in the Merome Sada asks, why does Rashi have to say that you're machriv kol olam kulo because it's kfira? Why doesn't he just say that it's possible? Meaning that if you write a Sefer Torah that's chaser osachas, that it's possible. Why does he have to say that it's a churban because it's kfira? It's a churban because it's a possible Sefer Torah and everyone's going to read from it. They're going to use it for Kriyas HaTorah. So says the Netziv in Merome Sada, it must be that Rashi holds like the Shitas HaRambam, as quoted by the Kesef Mishnah in the 10th parak of Hilchos Sefer Torah, that even a Sefer Torah that's possible, you're able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah with a Sefer Torah that's possible. You're only not Mekayim with a Sefer Torah that's possible the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. So that's why it's not a Churban in the sense that you have a possible Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh that you might use. Kriyas HaTorah, you can be Yotze with the Apostle Sefer Torah. Ksiva Sefer Torah is something that's an issue, but not Kriyas HaTorah. And that is, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in his discussion about what kinds of problems you find in the Sefer Torah that would require putting the Sefer Torah away, taking out another Sefer Torah, finishing the Aliyah, not finishing the... So as part of his introduction, he says, one thing you have to realize is that it's not a Dover Muskim in Rishonim, that Apostle Sefer Torah means that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So when there's no other, you may not be allowed to make a bracha on it, but when you already made a bracha, let's say you don't have another Sefer Torah, you don't just give up and say, we might as well not read, because it's possible, it's kedai to be yotzei the shittos in Rishonim, the Rambam, that you are yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, even with the Sefer Torah, that happens to be possible. So that's a little bit about the Kriyas HaTorah. What about Kankantum? So what we left it as a stira in terms of who holds Kankantum, who doesn't hold Kankantum. The Rambam in Perush Mishnah says that any Sefer Torah that's nichtav b'Kankantum is possible. He quotes the B'Shem Amora that it's possible, and he says it's that he's mistaken. The halach is not that way. It's only by Megillah Sota Shebemigdash that it can't be written with Kankantum, but everywhere else it can be. In Hilchus Tfilin, Perek Aleph Halacha Dal, the Rambam paskins mitzvah min amuvchar lichtov svarim tfilin mezuzos b'dio shim timchakenu yimachek v'mkasav b'kankantum kosher. Says the chadchila, it should be written with the ksav sheyachol limchok, with the ksav that you're able to erase. If you write it with kankantum, also kosher, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillin. So the Brisker Rav in his Chidush Man Sota in Yud Zayin Beis says he wonders where the Rambam gets his din that lechadchila Sefer Torah needs to be written with a ksav shiachli machek. He says maybe the stam lashon of diyo has mashmos of something that's yachli machek. Maybe that's the idea of that's what the word diyo implies in general. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Four lines into the wide lines. Tanya Rabido Omer Remeir Raya Omer Lakol Matilum Kankantum Latochad Yo Chusmi Parsha Sota. Remeir used to say we put Kankantum into the Dio for all writing of Stam except for Parsha Sota. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Mishmo Chusmi Parsha Sota Shem Migdash. Rabbi Yaakov says not Chusmi Parsha Sota, but except for Parsha Sota when we write it in the Migdash. When you're writing the Parsha Sota in the Sefer Torah, you write it the same way you'd write the rest of the Sefer Torah. My Benai, what are they arguing about? Omer Rabbi Yirmiyahu Limchol Klamina Torika Benai. What they're arguing about is can you use the Parsha Sota from a Sefer Torah in order to do the mitzvah of Sota, to do the mechika of the Sota. V'ani Tanai, Kiani Tanai, meaning the one that says that, the first Shita that said that that Parsha Sota, even in a Sefer Torah, you don't put Kankantum, that's because that Parsha Sota in the Sefer Torah might actually be used in the Mikdash. But Rabbi Yaakov, who said, no, only Parsha Sota Shabbat Mikdash, you don't put Kankantum, that's because the Parsha Sota in the Sefer Torah cannot be used in the Mikdash. V'ani Tanai, Kiani Tanai, they're arguing about the same machlokas as the following tanaim. D'tanya, ein migdas k'sher lahashkos pasota acheres. Rav Achi Baroshi amar migdas k'sher lahashkos pasota acheres. A machlokas, can you use a megillah that was written for one sota and then ended up not getting used? A sota that you already wrote up the whole parsha, but then she admitted, she said tamei ani. Once she says tamei ani, you're not going to erase the Shem Hashem and make her drink the mei sota. So she already admitted. So what are you going to do with this megillah sota? So machlokas, whether you're allowed to use it for somebody else. Maybe the machlokas, whether you're allowed to use a Parsha Sota that was written for a different woman. For this woman, is the same machlokas whether you're allowed to use a Parsha Sota written for a Sefer Torah for a Sota Shebe Mikdash. Because they're arguing whether it needs to be Lishma, apparently. Does it need to be done, Dafka, for the sake of this woman? So Rav Papa Dilmalo here. Rav Papa says, no, those two machlokasim are not necessarily connected to each other. Because Adkal, lo kamar Tanakama, asam elakivin di intik l'shem rachel sulo hadramint k'lishum leya. Maybe the Tanakama only says over there that if it was written already for Rachel, you're not allowed to use it for Leah. Al gabi Torah, the stama mechtava hachinam in the machinon. But maybe by a Torah where it wasn't written for a different woman, it was just written stam. So then maybe you can still use it for Rachel or for Leah, for a woman. Amr of Nachum Yitzchak Dil Malohi, and Rav Nachum Yitzchak says also on the other side. Ad kan lokam Rabbi Achi Bar Yoshia Hasamel deichtav miyas l'shem sota biolam. Rav Achi Bar Yoshia only allows using Rachel's parsha sota for Leah because at least it was written for a sota. It was written for this purpose. Al gabi Torah de l'islamid k'siva hachinamid lo machinon. But by a Torah which is l'islamid, which is just written for learning purposes, so you certainly can't erase it. So the last thing, the Rabbi Achi Bar Yoshia had the tnan kosav get legari ishto the nimlach matzel ben iro va'amar shimcha kishmi v'shem mishcha k'shem ishti pasul legari ishbo. But wait a second, don't we have a din by a get that if a guy writes a get for his wife and then he decides he changes his mind, he decides he doesn't want to get divorced, and he finds somebody else who does want to get divorced, who has the same name as him and is married to a woman that has the same name as his wife? So don't we hold over there that he's not allowed to just hand off the get to the other guy and have the other guy use the get? Apparently because it has to be written l'shma. So wouldn't you say the same thing by a sota? You can't just take a parsha sota written for one person and give it to another person. It needs to be written l'shma. So says Gemara, no, hachi ashti. You can't compare those two cases. Hasam v'kasav l'ksiv. By get, it says v'kasav la. We learn from that, be'inu k'siva l'shma, that the k'siva has to be done l'shma. From la, we learn it's l'shma. Hacha, over here, it says the word la, but not v'kasav la. What does it say? V'asa la k'siv. Be'inu nasiya l'shma. Asiya dida mechikehi. It says not that you need a k'siva l'shma over here, but by Parsha Sota, you need asiya l'shma. What's the asiya of the Parsha Sota? Not the writing of the Parsha Sota. It is the mechika of the Parsha Sota, the erasing of the Parsha Sota. Tosos Maseches Sota, Daf Chaf, asked the Kasha we had mentioned before about the using a Sefer Torah, the Parsha of the Sefer Torah, for the Parsha Sota. Tosin Sota Dav Chaf Amaralf Dibur Maskel Amar says, wait a second, how could you be Mochik from Megillah Sota from a Sefer Torah? The Gemara in Sota is very clear, Yitzayinim Beis. Rava says Megillah Sota that's written before she's Mekabel Aleha Es Ha'alos, before she accepts the consequences of possibly being guilty in being Nesota. So if the parsha was written prior to that, it's puzzled. It has to be written after that. So how could it be that you're using a Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah Mistama was written prior to her being Makabal the Alos. So he says that maybe you have to say Tosas Matari, that we're talking about where you wrote the Sefer Torah after she was Makabal all the Alos, but you weren't Mechavin to write the Sefer Torah Dafka L'Shem Sotazu. You just happened to have written the Sefer Torah during that window of time. That's how long is the window of time? It takes a long, long time to write a Sefer Torah. I don't know, but somehow you managed to write a Sefer Torah during that window of time. In the Masifta over here, he quotes from the Dvar Shaul, who says that had it not been for Tosis Teretz, Hayamakom Lomar Shemegillah Sotak Sheksuva B'Sefer Torah Adifa Mimegillah Shekasva L'Shem Sota. We could have answered differently, that the Megillah Sota written in the Sefer Torah maybe doesn't have to be written after she's Mekabel Diolos. Maybe that's only by a Megillah Sota written specifically for a Sota, that it has to be written after she's Mekabel Diolos. Because when it wasn't written, when it wasn't written in the Sefer Torah, the Olos are not meaning the it has to be there's no lishma element, meaning that's not l'shem the alos, because she can't write it unless she's writing makabel. But if you're writing something l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, so it has already a kedusha to it. It has already a meaning to it because you're writing it l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, and then you can use it for something else. Mar Cheshes raises a different question. Mar Cheshes and Chel Gimel Simon Hey asks, how could it be that you can be mochik min haTorah? When you're mochik min haTorah, isn't that a bitul mitzvah saseif ksiva sefer Torah? I mean, forget about the fact that yes, we allow erasing the Shem Hashem for Parsha Sota because Gadol Hashalom that we're mochik the Shem Hashem for the Parsha Sota. But nevertheless, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph says that the svar of Gadol Hashalom only allows us to push off a los haseh, but not a lav and an aseh. So the los haseh of erasing the Shem Hashem, of erasing of something from the Torah, fine, that we're going to be allowed to do for Parsha Sota. What about the mitzvah saseh ksiva sefer Torah? You're ruining it by ruining the sefer Torah. So Mar Cheshes tries to prove from here that the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah is not an ongoing mitzvah. Let's say a person writes a sefer Torah, then Rachman al-Tzlan, the sefer Torah gets destroyed. Does he have to write another Sefer Torah? There's a discussion, similar discussion in Chaschinuch has about the mitzvah Puravu. Is mitzvah Puravu to have children, or is the mitzvah to continue to have the children exist in this world? If Rachman al-Tzlan, a person loses his children, Chaschinuch suggests that the mitzvah is to every moment that children exist in this world as a result of you as a parent, that is a key mitzvah Puravu. And if, God forbid, something were to happen, to the children, the person would have to, the mitzvah would come back again. So what about by ksiva sefer Torah? Is the mitzvah to be co-sefer sefer Torah, or the mitzvah is the result to have a sefer Torah? Be another nafkamina, do you have to be co-sefer yourself, or can you just buy a sefer Torah? But Mar Cheshes tries to prove from here that the mitzvah is only in the ksiva, it's not to have. It seems to be in contrast to the well-known Shitas HaRash, that the whole point of the mitzvah is to learn from a sefer Torah, and that's why we're mekayim the mitzvah just by buying svarim, because just having something to learn from is the ikar. Sounds much less miso-oriented than this is. Okay, so says the Gemara further now, five lines in on Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Rav Chanina, now we're going to say four very nice things about Rav Meir. We're just going to, once we mention Rav Meir, he was the Talmud of both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, so we're going to say a bunch of nice things about Rav Meir. Golav Yadil Fnei Mishamar Vayolam. So it's known to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shein B'Dorosh Rav Meir Kamoso. There was no one in Rav Meir's generation that was on par with him. Umnei Malo Kava Alacha Kamoso. Why don't we paskin like him if there's no one like him? People can never figure out exactly, couldn't follow his svara through and through. Because he can tell you something that's tamei is really tar and explain and convince you of it. Al tar tamei, and something that's really tar, he can tell you is tamei or maral panim, and he can convince you of that as well. So there's no way to know what the real halacha is. In Rav Shirugon, he writes in the Igeres of Shurgon Simon Aleph that's why Because in Bedaru Allah Kamoso, that's why he was so chavav on Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva already gave him smicha at a very young age. Rabbi Akiva enjoyed his brain very much, and he says maybe that's why Stam Mishnas Rav Meir, that he always put the that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi always made the Stam like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir had clear style, that he always had something. It wasn't clear in terms of the svara, in terms of how he got there, but he was always very clear in terms of the bottom line, and he was always able to defend his opinion. So that's why he always went Stam Mishnah to be like Reb Meir. Okay, so second nice thing about Reb Meir, Tana Lo Reb Meir Shmo, his name wasn't really Reb Meir, Ela Rabbi Nuhurai Shmo, his name was really Rabbi Nuhurai. V'lama Nikra Shmo Reb Meir, Shu Meir Einich Chacham Ba'alacha. He was only called Reb Meir because he would be Meir the Einich Chacham Ba'alacha. He'd enlighten all the eyes of the Chacham with Halacha. V'lo Nuhurai Shmo, Ela Rabbi Nechemi Shmo, and his name wasn't even really Nuhurai, it was really Nechemia. V'amila Reb Lozer Ben Arach Shmo, and some say his name was Reb Lozer Ben Arach. V'lama Nikra Shmo Nuhurai, why was he called Nuhurai? Shemani Einich Chacham Ba'alacha. Again, that he lightened the eyes of the Chacham Ba'alacha. So these were nicknames for the concept of Or. That's from our Gemara, it sounds like it was all one person. Rabbi Lozer ben Arach, Rabbi Nuray, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Meir, it was all the same person. There are other girsos, Rabbi Nechananel has a different girsa. Then no, we're talking about two separate Tanayim. Rabbi Nechananel has Rabbi Miyayish Hayashema, Veloman Nikrishmor, Rabbi Meir, Shay Meir Panam Ba'alacha, and Vichain, Rabbi Lozer ben Arach, Nikra Rabbi Nuray. There are Lozer ben Arach, also, who's a different Tana, was also called Rabbi Nuray. That's Rabbi Nechananel's girsa, that they were actually two different Tanaim that we happen to be talking about, but it all relates to R. That's why the Chida writes in one of his svarim when the name Shneir came up when a husband and wife were arguing whether they should name after his side of the family, her side of the family. He had a relative Meir and she had a relative Yair, and they didn't know which one to name after. So they said they're both names mean the same thing. They both mean R. So it's Shnei R. Two names of R. So they came up with the name Shneir. So that's where the name Shneir came from. So anyway, Amar Rebbe, Hay Demechadan Mechavrai. Rebbe says, if you want to know why I'm so much sharper than all my friends, Dechazisi the Rameir Meachorit, because I saw Rameir from the back. Vilu Chazisi Mekame, have Mechadad Natfei. And if I would have seen him from the front, I would have been even sharper. Dechsiv Vahiyu Einecha Rosas Marecha, that you should always see your Rebbeim, that seeing your Rebbeim is a great Maila. The Radvaz writes in the Tshuva, Chel Gimel Sim Tavayin Beis, that the Maila of seeing the Rebbe is because when the Talmud is mischavin to be mekabel the hashpa from the Rebbe, and he feels a connection, he feels a sense of kesher to the Rebbe by seeing him, so the Rebbe is able to be mashpia on the Talmud a lot more. So there's a certain connection that could be created with a personal encounter that can't be created when you just read the Svarim, hear the Torah, and there's people have an inclination for that. People, when you share Torah on the internet, people always try to reach out. They wanna connect. If you're teaching Torah, they want to connect to the person who's teaching the Torah, and there's a reason for that. Because the more of a connection you feel with the person teaching the Torah, the more impact the Torah has on the person. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Talmud Hayilah the Rav Meir, the Sumchus Shemo. The Rav Meir had a Talmud, his name was Sumchus. Shayomer al Kol Davar Davar Shal Tumah Arba Mishmona Tamei Tumah. That he would say on everything that was Tamei, he'd give 48 explanations why it's Tamei. Al Kol Davar Davar Shal Tara Arba Mishmona Tamei Tara. And everything that was Tara, he'd have 48 explanations why it's Tahar. There was a certain very sharp Talmud who was able to give 150 ways that a sheretz is really tahar. So Tosos points out, what kind of maila is that? What sort of harifus is that to be matar sheretz? It's wrong. The Torah says sheretz is tameh. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, we're not talking about that kind of tumah. The linian tumas nevelos airi, that a kazayis of a sheretz is not going to be tameh b'tumas nevela. That's what it means to say. Not that a sheretz is not metame other things b'maga. So Amar Ravina, but the Ri disagrees. The Ri has a lot of kashas, not Ravina Tam. But anyway, so that's how sharp this Talmud was. Amar Ravina, ani odun v'atareinu. Ravina says, I'll give you an example of how we could be metar sheretz. Meaning, what a svara would be to be metar sheretz. Uma nachash shememis umar betuma tahar. A nachash that kills and causes so much more tuma in the world by killing people is still tahar himself. Sheretz sheimemis umar betuma lo kolshkein. A sheretz which is harmless, it's just a nuisance, but it's not mar betuma, so all the more so, it itself should not be tame. Velohi, that kavachomer is obviously faulty. Maisa kotz bialma ka'avid. When the nachash kills, the nachash is just the weapon through which the person dies, but it has nothing to do with the tuma. The nachash doesn't make people tame by being mitame the person. The nachash makes people tame by killing the person, and then mimele the person becomes tame. Amar v'yaba amar shmol, shalosh anu nechlu b'sham b'silol, halalur amar alach kumosenu, v'halalur amar alach kumosenu. For 3 years, b'sham b'silol disagreed, each one saying that the alach always follows them. Yatz abaskal v'yamra, then abaskal finally came out and said, elu v'elu, divrei elukim chayim, hein v'halacha k'b'silol. That everything is divrei elukim chayim, everything b'sham b'silol says, all divrei elukim chayim, but the alach follows like b'silol. V'chimiyach she'elu v'elu divrei elukim chayim, nimasu alach b'silol l'kva alach kumosan. If it's all divrei elukim chayim, why did b'silol zoche to get the halacha like them? Mnei shenochin v'aluvin hayu v'shonin divrein v'divrei b'shamay v'lo'oro l'shemakdim divrei b'shamay l'divreihen. Beisil was very easygoing. They would always record Beishamai's opinion as well as their own, and always give precedence to Beishamai's opinion over their own. Kosa shashninu mishay rosh of rabu basuka, rosh of ruba basuka, v'shulchan basuka bayis. Just like the story of someone who has his head and most of his body in the sukkah and his table inside his house. Beishamai posel beisil machshirin. Beishamai says that that's posel. You're not yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. Beisil says it's kosher. Amru beisil beishamai lo kachay ma'isa shalchu zikne beishamai zikne beisil. Beisil vakers from Yochum and Acharonis umatzu Yoshev Rosh of Rub Besukah v'Shulchan Besukah Bayis. So don't you know the Maisa say the Beisil to the Beishamai of when all the Zakenim from both of our yeshivas went to visit Rabbi Yochum and Acharonis and he was sitting just that way and apparently they let him alone. So Amr lehen Beishamai Misham Raya Afin Amr lo im kacha yisenoig lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You can't prove anything from there. We have an end. The end of the story was that they told him that what you're doing is wrong, and if that's the way you always sit in sukkah, you were never mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. Machlokas Tosus and the Ran sukkah dav gimel amar alf. What do you mean you were never mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah? This at most is a din d'rabbanan that you can't have rosh of rubu v'sukkah and shulchan b'tocha bayis. Not a din d'oraisa. So you should have said you were never mekayim the d'rabbanan. What do you mean lo kiyam to mitzvah sukkah miyamecha? So Tosus over there says lo kiyam to mitzvah sukkah miyamecha means that the rabbanan have the ability to tell you that if you don't do the mitzvah d'oraisa the way we tell you to do it, that we rob you of your kiyum d'oraisa. You're not even mekayim the mitzvah on a daraisa level. That's how much the koach hachachamim is in terms of mitzvos, that they could even take away a kiyum daraisa. The Ran says, no, it just means lo kiyam to mitzvah b'shleimusa. You didn't do the mitzvah the best possible way. But you see that Beisil is makdim divrei Beishamai. L'lamducha, and this teaches us, shekalamash b'latzma HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbiyo. Someone lowers themselves, like Beisil lowered themselves in front of Beishamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu raises that person up. V'kala magbiyo atzma HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. Anyone raises himself up, Hashem will lower him. Called Machazal la Gedula, Gedula Barachas Mimenu. Anyone who looks for Gedula, Gedula runs away from him. Vikala Barach Mina Gedula, Gedula Machzer Zachrav. Anyone who runs away from Gedula, Gedula will chase him. Vikala Dochik Shah Dochakto, Vikala Nilchem Nesha, Shah Medeslo. Someone who's Dochik as a Shah, who always wants to, he's a go getter, is always looking to be Miskadel, and he sees that he's not Matzliach, and he still keeps on going, and pushing. So the Shah Medeslo, ultimately, he'll have then the Shah will push him away. But call Nitcham Bnei Shah, anyone who's a little more easygoing, then his time will come. Tanu Rabbanan, Shtei Shana Mechzer Nechlu Beisham Beisilol, Halalu Amrim Noach Loladim Shalom Nivra, Yosem Yishnivra, Halalu Amrim Noach Loladim Shnivra, Yosem Yishalom Nivra. For 2.5 years, there was a machlokus Beisham Beisilol. Is it better for a person to have been created or not to have been created? So Nimnu V'Gamru, Noach Loladim Shalom Nivra, Yosem Yishnivra. Then they finally voted and they decided that they all agreed that it's better for a person, they voted and the majority opinion was better for a person never to have been created than to have been created. But once we're created, so we should behave properly. We should make sure that we do things right. So Tosav here raises the question. The Gemara in Naval Dezara and Daf Hamad Alf says that we have to have Hakaras Hatov to our parents, because had it not been for them, we have to have Hakaras Hatov to the door of the Egel, because had it not been for the Cheta Egel, then Klal Yisrael would not have had children. So he said, we're only here because of them. So we should have Hakaras Hatov. Well, why should we have Hakaras HaTov for being here? We would have been better off never being here. So says Tosos, maybe, first he says, it wouldn't be that we never would have been here, it's just we never would have lived a fulfilled life. Or maybe he says, and this is interesting, he says, Hachayr b'stam b'nei Adam, avot tzadik ashra v'ashri doro. When we say over here that it's better for a person, shelo nivra, to never have been created, that's for a regular person. But someone who's a tzadik, of course it's better for him to have been created. In the Sefer Divrei Torah, the Munkacher, in Chelukei Os Peches, he says that's why... Based on this Gemara, a birthday is no cause for celebration. That it's noach l'ladim shalom nivra. We would have been better off not having been created. So a birthday is no cause for celebration. Of course, based on Tosfos, one could make the argument that adrabba, if you're a tzaddik, then a birthday is plenty cause for celebration, because then we should be very happy that we're here. So there is some discussion, very little, but some discussion possible with some sofer in Torah Moshe and Parshas Vayera says that the general custom to celebrate birthdays is we only find it by Paro, and he says Avram, but he says you only find it explicit by Paro, but Avram would make such a celebration for Yitzchak on the anniversary of his bris milah. We celebrate mitzvos. We celebrate the anniversary of mitzvos as something that's worthy. But nevertheless, we do find many examples. Ksav Sofer in his introduction talks about he used his birthday as a time for personal reflection, how he would take stock of his life, and that's certainly worthy of doing. So that's all based on Noach Lo Shenivra or Noach Lo Shlonivra. A lot to say about El Veil Divril Kim Chaim, but we're out of time. Okay, so we'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.